The hulking terminal stretches more than a mile into Chesapeake Bay. When it opened in the late 70s, as many as 85 tankers tied up there every year to unload hundreds of millions of cubic feet of liquefied natural gas headed to markets inland. But the domestic markets dried up, and the terminal has become mostly home for Osprey. Now the export market is booming, and Dominion wants to take advantage of that with a $3.8 billion expansion that would allow it to liquefy natural gas and ship it to India and Japan. But the neighbors in the communities off the two-lane road that leads to the terminal are scared.
The question is, if there's a problem at the plant, if that road gets blocked, if there is an accident, if there is an act of terrorism, then we're stuck here.
That's Tracy Eno, who lives in one of those communities. The county code requires homes to have escape routes in case of fire, she contends.
So you're looking at, what, 260 homes that are situated on the escape route, one way in, one way out road that goes past the plant.
She was among 800 or so who filled the auditorium at nearby Patuxent High School last weekend for a Public Service Commission hearing. Dominion was seeking approval from the PSC for a 130-megawatt power plant to run the export operation.
If the PSC is really going to protect the overall public interest, it will reject the Cove Point LNG proposal. Thank you.
Not that everyone was opposed. The county commissioners are expecting $40 million a year in property tax revenue. And a large crowd of iron workers, operating engineers, and electrical workers are looking for jobs. 3,000 construction jobs over 2 years, and 75 permanent jobs, according to Dominion estimates. The union members gathered in the parking lot before the hearing and filled blocks of seats in the auditorium, wearing matching brand-new dark blue baseball caps emblazoned with a white script, yes.
I mean, we have a lot of members right now that have been out for a while because the labor force has been down, the construction trade's been down.
Rich Wilkinson is a union electrician from St. Mary's County. He says he sympathizes with the residents' concerns, but argues that the plant has had a good safety record for more than 30 years. Pam Faggart, Dominion's chief environmental officer, says the facility is subject to strict safety reviews from the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, and the U.S. Department of Transportation.
And we have already received a letter from DOT indicating that they believe that our facility will be safe in the community. And we've also will be making some road improvements to reduce traffic congestion around the facility.
Nearby residents also fear potential noise from the operation, as well as the emission of nitrogen oxides, carbon monoxide, and other gases. But Faggart says the firm will have to meet strict environmental requirements and already has installed some controls. In addition, the plans include a large noise wall to hold in sound.
Well, you know, we're subject to noise requirements, and our regulatory approvals will require that we comply with all those noise requirements so that we continue to be good neighbors in the communities where we've operated for the last 40 years.
The objections, however, stretch beyond Calvert County. Environmental groups have linked the plan to expand Cove Point to hydraulic fracturing, or fracking, the controversial method of extracting natural gas from shale by blasting it with water mixed with sand and chemicals. Hundreds of protesters rallied in Baltimore's War Memorial Plaza 2 weeks ago and marched to the Schaefer Tower on St. Paul Place, where the PSC was hearing testimony on the power plant proposal. Nadine Grabania operates a winery in Friendsville in Garrett County. She said that approving Dominion's plans would increase pressure to allow fracking in Western Maryland to meet the increased demand at the new terminal, and that would endanger underground water sources.
We've got 14,000 and some households in our county who rely on water wells. I don't think they should be at risk for energy development unless we can find a way to avoid this.
She recounted the story of a gas well that blew up in Dunkard Township, Pennsylvania, about an hour's drive north of Friendsville, killing one worker and injuring another. The fire that burned for 4 days was so hot, it melted the tires on emergency vehicles, she said.
Having that in our neighborhood where just as that was happening, you couldn't move, we were snowed in, I just don't know how hazmat teams would respond to an event like that in rugged western Maryland.
Ted Cady from Myersville in Frederick County was protesting a compressor Dominion plans to build in his town to help move gas from other states to market.
The infrastructure build-out to support all of that fracking, like the gas compressor station, will pollute our small rural towns, all for the almighty dollar profits of a few. It is the epitome of environmental injustice.
What the opponents want, said Mike Tidwell, who has been organizing the protests for Chesapeake Climate Action Network, is a full-blown environmental impact statement.
There are a lot of unknowns here, and why can't we at least slow down the process and get a full environmental impact statement?
There's more at stake than the facility at Cove Point, he argued. But Dominion's Faggart said questions about fracking are irrelevant to the power plant application before the PSC.
We are not involved in the production of the natural gas. Natural gas production is heavily regulated in Maryland and other places. And so, you know, those subjects would be the subject of another proceeding.
And she argued that the environmental impact statement, which could take as long as 2 years to complete, is unnecessary. Federal regulators who have final say over the project only require an environmental assessment, which is not as stringent.
The Cove Point facility has been in existence for 40 years and has gone through an environmental impact statement, or EIS, as you say, for earlier construction at the site. So for this expansion of the equipment at the site, we are being required to get an EA.
The Public Service Commission must decide on Dominion's application by May 30. FERC has not set a deadline for its ruling. I'm Joel McCord reporting in Cove Point for 88.1 WYPR.